In a realm where eccentrics are taken for granted, Jamaican musician Lee Scratch Perry was singular. Perry was a hugely influential producer, and not just in his home genre, reggae, but in dance music, hip-hop, and beyond. Perry died in Jamaica on Sunday at age 85. NPR's Anastasia Silkus has this appreciation.
Lee Perry got his nickname from a song he recorded early in his career, Chicken Scratch. He also called himself the Upsetter. It was an apt description on many levels. He had a habit of having acrimonious splits with former mentors and artists he previously championed.
You'll never get away from me. I am the Upsetter.
At Perry's own studio, Black Ark, he worked with many of Jamaica's biggest talents, including Junior Mervin, the Heptones, the Congos, and Bob Marley's band, the Wailers. Black Ark was like a chemistry lab for Perry's sonic experiments. He was a pioneer of dub, underlining the bass and adding reverb to create lots of oral space. He also sampled before most people knew the term or the technique, used found sounds, and even buried microphones underground to get the effect he wanted. Perry's partnership with the Wailers ended badly. He secretly sold tapes they'd made with him to another label and kept the money. Years after building his famed studio, Perry reportedly burned it down. He was an impish, erratic presence, often in his later years sporting neon-colored hair and beard and fantastical clothes. He was enigmatic in interviews, like this 1997 appearance on All Things Considered.
I'm a fish. I'm a Piscean. I will allow you to have me roast or fry sometime if you're hungry. Mm-hmm. Then it could be roast fish, fried fish, flying fish, collard, and cornbread. That means three in one, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
During his long career, he collaborated with artists including Paul McCartney, The Clash, Brian Eno, and the Beast Boys.
Something going around. Have you seen Mr. Clown? He used to call himself Mr. Brown.
Testaments to Lee Scratch Perry's profound influence on generations of musicians. Anastasia Tsilkas, NPR News, New York.